Hello, hello, and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. If you're new to the Radio Thrift Shop, it's all about freeform radio, non-commercial radio, where I play 45s, those are those little 7-inch records, 33 LPs, 78s, cassettes, CDs, and more. There's also documentaries and information about shortwave radio, old-time radio, and radio news and updates. It's like walking through a thrift shop on the airwaves.
My child, come. street again, walking my invisible dog. I'm hearing accordions playing through the fog. I'm going crazy, don't know what I might do. It's so lonely without you. There was nothing wrong, and the next thing I knew, there was nothing. It didn't take too long. Your love left in a hurry. I'm going crazy. I just might lose my shoes. It's so lonely without. I'm a bargain hunter's dream. I'm warm at night and reasonably easy to again, and I don't really care if they catch me with my see-through friends. No one's gonna touch me. It's just crazy that we're so far apart. I'm so lonely in my heart. Back on the street again, walking my invisible dog. I'm hearing accordions playing through the fog. I'm going crazy, don't know what I might do. It's so lonely without.
Thank you.
All right, some cool music by the French band Complex with Self-Declaration. Before that, Alan Watts from a privately released LP, song called Adventure of the Invisible Dog. And we started off with Windflower and Song Celestial. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and around the world online at classicalwscs.org.
Exploring Science and the Sea. As the ocean tides slosh back and forth, they have several important effects. They help sculpt the coastline, for example, and they cause Earth's rotation on its axis to slow down. And recent research has shown that the tides create a weak magnetic field. Scientists are using that field to study both the oceans and conditions deep inside our planet. Because ocean water is salty, it generates an electric current as it moves through Earth's magnetic field. In turn, that generates a weak level of magnetism in the oceans themselves. It's tiny compared to the field generated by Earth's iron core, but over the last decade, it's been measured by several satellites. The ocean currents also set up a weak magnetic field in the upper layers of the mantle, the layer of rock below Earth's crust. Scientists are using measurements of that field to probe conditions down to a depth of about 150 miles below the sea floor. Among other things, that can provide new insights into conditions at the boundary between the crust and mantle. Other scientists say the magnetic field may help them track changes in ocean temperatures. The oceans absorb heat from the air, which slows the atmosphere's warming trend. Tracking just where all that heat is going can reveal how the oceans absorb it and distribute it around the world. Changes in water temperature are one of several factors that affect the strength of the ocean's magnetic field. So tracking changes in our magnetic oceans could help us learn more about our changing climate. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WCFILP 96.1 FM.
fly. I never walk anymore. If I had you by me, I'd be happier than I've ever been. Thank you. when you're by me. When you're by
From his one and only LP called Sunset Painter, That was Lynn Blessing, and he was the vibes player on a fantastic LP called The Advancement. If you get a chance to listen to that, I highly, highly recommend it. Lynn Painter, he was part of the San Francisco music scene back in the late 60s and early 1970s. Before that, Simon Jones with You By Me. We started off with the UK band State River Widening and early music.
And now, another film rental discovery. But first,
this indie film pick is brought to you by the Indie Film Minute, an immersive online resource connecting film lovers and filmmakers of all different backgrounds all over the world. More information is available at indiefilmminute.com.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. Bringing his signature humor and heart, filmmaker Taika Waititi represents his Sundance roots well with his latest, Hunt for the Wilder People. Ricky sees himself as a tough street kid, and the foster system sees him as hopeless. He has run from every home, and Auntie Bella is his last chance. Auntie Bella lives in a cabin in the wilderness with Uncle Heck, a mountain man of few words with a sharp glare. Together they farm, trap, and hunt, exotic activities for a city kid. But Bella is all heart. She is breaking through to Ricky, and then she dies. Heck is broken by Bella's loss and has no compassion for Ricky. Blunt grunts inform Ricky that he is not wanted, but Ricky is used to letdowns and has had enough of the system. Completely out of his element, he heads to the mountains. Reluctantly, Heck sets out to save him. What follows is a hilarious chase, with society trying its best to rein them in, while the mismatched pair outfox everyone. Waititi misses no opportunity for humor. The film is subtle and outlandish, and every joke lands. But it is the bond that grows between Heck and Ricky that brings this unexpected joy of a film home. Hunt for the Wilder People. Not in theaters. Discovery through rental. Film lovers will enjoy visiting IndieFilmMinute.com, finding great film discovery in the archives, and challenging thought in our blog.
Well, here's a little bit of good shortwave radio news for shortwave radio listeners. RAE Argentina is going to begin broadcasting via WRMI. Here's a press release that they have sent out. During the time that requires the repair of our shortwave transmitter, we are going to maintain our high-frequency presence both in English and Spanish via WRMI relay station. It is fundamental for those who love the shortwave sharing of this information, as well as the active participation of listeners and DXers through emails and post letters. Your sound files in MP3 with audio captures or videos on YouTube will be welcomed. During the time of these experimental transmissions, we will answer every reception report we receive from anywhere in the world through a special numbered QSL card. So starting on the 2nd of May, RAE Argentina will be broadcast via WRMI. How cool is that? They will be broadcasting in English Tuesday through Saturday from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock UTC on 93.95 kilohertz, which is a very good frequency here in New England. You can hear 93.95 loud and clear. So I'm looking forward to that. Again, that's 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock UTC, Tuesdays through Saturdays on WRMI 93.95 kilohertz.
Thank you. wrap up your kisses in fluffy pink clouds. Bear me a folk child to dance in the sunlight and try to pretend it's not only for now.
Silent hall paths. shadows not made. Resound a shrill laugh. I used to be recalcitrant, lamely, soft fisherman. You've cast your nets and caught me.
Thank you. don't know just when I really found me. Times I wonder why it took so long. Only thing I know is deep inside me. When I'm there, it makes me feel so strong.
From a 45 that was released on A&M Records back in 1972, that was Steeler's Wheel with Next to Me. Of course, everybody knows Steeler's Wheel, Stuck in the Middle with You, that song, which is stuck in everybody's head. So go figure. Before that, a band named Fred, that's right, Fred, named after yours truly, a tune called Soft Fisherman. And String Cheese before that, not the String Cheese Incident, but the String Cheese with For Now. We started that set off with Johnny Lytle and The Moor Man. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop.
This is Bird Note. Ever used the term eagle eye? The eye of an eagle is one of the most sensitive in the animal kingdom, and its size can cause it to weigh more than the eagle's brain. The secret to the bird's exceptional vision is the density of visual cells, the rods and cones of its retina. Look at the back of your hand. Your rods register the overall shape. The cones register details such as contour and color. The density of rods and cones within a raptor's eye may be 5 times more than in your own eye. So when hunting in open country, the golden eagle uses its 7-foot wingspan to ride thermals high into the air. There, it spots the minute movement of its favorite prey, a rabbit, over a mile away. That's like you driving at 40 miles an hour and being able to look back to where you were when this bird note started and see a jackrabbit. So the next time you give the eagle eye to a raptor, chances are it saw you first. Go eye to eye with a golden eagle when you visit our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, taking free-form journeys into the days of music past. Or is it days of futures past? Well, it's music past, present, and future. either way. I want to say thank you for listening. Hope you've enjoyed the music. And remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.